Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different necklaces?
They're gonna be used for different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually stuff in the microphone array data, and there's the power data, and there's heads up data. Different groups want different types of sound.
What was the difference? Yeah, the difference in energy therapy. The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we'll evaluate it, given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, this is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on my group, yeah.
My group, Mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the PowerPoint. The
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that LED?
It's in the middle of the little R.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the R. And we just have a sample design. We want it all to be
palm
accessible held from your cell. Yeah, palm held.
Yeah.
All buttons are accessible from your cell.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, we all agree
with
that. Take that one off. Sorry,
I was in charge of the numbers.
And this is just that you've got like 11 or 12.
So 1 plus 1
would
be 11.
One
oh, you press a plus button?
You go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that pen before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah.
Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, and you press 1, then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Oh,
so if it's like 1 plus 2, then you go to channel 12,
okay.
Or 2 plus 2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
That's why we have all these numbers These numbers all work and translate up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
When you press the plus first, it doesn't, we haven't realized. I would have thought you pressed the plus version 965, but she says plus.
I don't know if there was, we couldn't spend the time I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that you went to channel 6 first, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but
so
I was just wondering, like, as long as we realize that's what we'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you
there's
like a 5 second input time,
if
so as long as you hit the dot.
Yeah.
Should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between So on the top there is volume and
Channel, which
channel
is
volume, okay, cool.
You could just
C and
do
D.
like that without thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the back
It's
room.
The big out.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
We
all
start
accessible without taking half off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all concerned.
Ergonomics,
Yeah.
definitely ergonomics.
It might actually help with repetitive stress injury.
It could cause
Is
another
that
type of lung cancer
okay?
eventually. But yeah, no, I mean it's a different movement, so
Yeah.
yeah. And the feel of it, I mean we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know,
The
the rubber,
sponge,
the
yeah.
spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls, so this has got a, you know, a bit of give to it and
Yeah.
Yeah, bit of a stress
feel
ball feel.
Yeah, feel it,
Yes,
it
it
helps
would.
it
My goodness.
Thanks. Have you?
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, I think I killed the fly. I did. I killed the fly. Oh,
Okay, as for the colours, we all presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype.
Yeah.
But we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like
Oh,
banana, black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vinegar might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead
Yeah,
of the other
looks
are all
fun.
a bit garish.
Do like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our colour scheme, like the company's the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
Kinda
to the
Christmas, you know.
yeah,
Yeah.
seasonal apple green brown, more kind of trendy, you know,
Yeah.
khaki.
The polygon that's kind of gary and funky kind of, and
Cool.
then the vanilla is more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
Doesn't have that sort of all decor.
Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this when you type it with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber's probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right, thank you very much. Good work,
Thank
everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle. So I have something I'm going to.
Yeah.
Oh no, do you need to do a presentation first?
Another order goes in.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out for a second.
Yep.
Oh yeah, sorry, you're right. Evaluation
Evaluation
criteria is
that's
next week.
fine.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. I'm on my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties. Just press start
Functioning
presentation.
again.
This might be rubbish. I know, right?
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there?
Yeah.
Okay, I think for this one, I could, you guys, before I use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're gonna be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we just seen. And looking back at my notes from our prepared conceptual and functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were, back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're gonna do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not gonna, I'll do it on the whiteboard, I can't change it. So I'm gonna ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores. Okay, so number 1, do we have a fancy looking feel?
Feel, I think. We've been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
Oh, definitely different,
yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
at all
red
and black. Red,
black and orange.
Yes.
And we
don't want to go for black because in most remote people's are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
But if you can imagine that in like as just maybe kind of pale metallic-y finish or something. Well, I know it's for rubber. You can visualize this in nice colours. I think it would look
good.
Yeah.
I kind of like the potato look.
That's
oh, well, I'll keep it in my memory.
Oh, sorry.
Fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2.
I'd say 2.
Okay. 1 being true.
I had 2.
2?
Okay.
That's making it confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
And the use of the rubber.
Use of the rubber.
The
use of
the RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if you're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway, in some aspects it is.
Yeah, I was thinking three.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this, because then
we want to be able to purpose.
So, I mean, I would have 3, but I think we actually reached our goal. We didn't want it. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's one. Can't really get confused with that.
No.
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus number.
The pluses.
Yeah,
once that's figured out.
Yeah.
Number 4. Is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
I guess I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor. I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom.
The management said that it had to be prominent.
Or just had to be on there, I guess.
Yeah.
Not touch it. So it's the 3 I killed. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter.
I suppose that would go quite
big. I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah. You know what I just thought of then, right? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off the arm?
Maybe it's the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom.
And the rest is like
chopped a bit.
But then
around.
That is comfortable if you're not.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Yeah,
you can handle
it.
It could be on the
bottom,
so you want to, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Details, details. Hey, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? We want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other
Yeah, I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe two. I mean, I
I would
guess
definitely go for that rather than like your average plain
Yeah.
old remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with that as a color scheme.
Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number five was, will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though.
Yeah.
To say that it is simplistic so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want
Yeah.
to spend €25. We have to market
Yeah,
yeah.
the marketing of what?
And
And the
the
kinetic
kinetic energy
Yeah.
shifter style we
Make it durable.
Oh, so you know, those will be for the
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry, how much your average sells for.
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am, aren't
I think
I?
they're about $10. Aren't they? About $10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term this can actually save you money
Yeah.
on such target bills.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme, and the personalization options,
Yeah.
I would give it a two still.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number six, can someone read out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was mainly the
Yeah.
I think it
a statistic
Oh, yeah.
is
as
that
well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the
Yeah.
channel changing, and it's
Yeah.
just you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use.
Yep. Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
Yeah.
but they're not you and I really, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Can Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly. That was
We have
from
the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still, is it implemented?
Yeah, but when you press the alarm system, the lights
Yeah, lights on the end will flash as well, but I mean,
I don't know if
it's not obviously obvious from the outside that that's gonna happen.
It'll
Because you
pick up
can't
on the marketing.
particularly
I thought
see
the lights
the
on the inside or something
Yeah,
like that.
the light, it will.
Or
But
was it gonna make
when
a
the
noise?
alarm's not, yeah, if
Whoops. Push the button, makes the noise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Awesome.
That would be brilliant. I think
If it was to have an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up as well, I mean, it could light up when the alarm went,
Yeah.
but if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light
It would
up.
have been
I thought walking
Yeah.
it was gonna make a noise.
Yeah,
Yeah, but you still
alarm.
could
You can't
see
see
it.
an alarm inside.
Which
It's
is
the
the
alarm
speaker on the
system
back
itself.
or something.
Okay. Well, you're just explaining why it's not on the prototype.
Yeah,
But yeah, it'll be
yeah.
next. So
Oh,
we could
okay.
say that
Yeah. Sorry.
we could give it a one because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Heather.
No
Sorry,
problem.
Kate.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually find it difficult. So
Totally.
it has to be, yeah. See, they'll pick it
So
up and they'll know what to do.
the plus
The plus thing
Well,
is remote,
once
yeah.
that's written down on the page, that
Yeah.
will be really simple.
Yeah, I think just because we've
Well.
decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in
Yeah.
itself makes it so
Does
much
it make more
easier for
sense
them to
for the
use.
middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, so it's just like channel six,
That
six,
kind of
enter.
annoys me though when it's 0 6 and you have to press it. I don't
Yeah,
know
we don't have to press
why.
zero.
You just press six, enter.
Oh, okay.
And then
Or
like
one,
still
two is
with
to
six
enter.
and
Oh, right,
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can,
I
we'll say
can,
yes, it's
yeah, one.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mm.
Question number nine, will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury,
Injury.
Which affected over a quarter of users. I think so,
Yeah.
that's like right in the,
But if you're
your
soft
thumb
skinned,
might get a little
yeah,
bit.
that's what
Yeah,
I'm
I
thinking.
don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into
Yeah.
other strain injuries that we don't
Technology.
know about.
But it is soft.
Mhm.
It's soft.
And
That's kind of what
And
the
people
PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
Yeah.
Yeah.
RSI, so
I
maybe
think
it
there are more
is, but
options
We get
shouldn't
in
be.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cuz I mean, you hold your left hand, it
use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
Yeah.
I think we did as much as we can with the remote control.
Yeah.
So one or two do you think?
I think
I would say two.
Yeah, I think two.
Okay. Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Now, is the color gonna be there even if it's like vanilla? Is it yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have that as being yellow.
Mhm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always gonna be the same color.
It sounds like the color's something that we
Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray,
So it could
yeah.
be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean the yellow, yeah, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's why we didn't
So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the
Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in
Okay. Perhaps
confronting tonight.
metallic or if that's gray and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal there.
Yeah.
That
In the
is
buttons
possible.
in the middle.
Yeah.
So do you think that's more of a three then? Three, four?
Four, I think.
Four?
Well, I don't
Well, we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can stop with a four?
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that briefing we did.
But maybe more like two, 'cause there's no like pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like and the color scheme names and
Yeah.
stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? I think I missed
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, so you can have banana and kiwi and
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too, like maybe it'll become more
It's fashionable in itself to have interchangeable plates.
Mhm.
Things.
I think, yeah, people Well, that was a briefing, that was great. Well, we have
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, "What was that inspired for?" I don't know if you'd instantly
No.
say mango.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was scented.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There we go, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out sort of thing?
Yes, we do. So what was our input for that? Two
Oh.
for fashion?
I would say two.
Yeah, two.
Okay. Okay, so our average there are five, six, eight, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
One
It's
point nine, nine.
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Between one and two.
Between one and two.
Okay.
So that is
Close
pretty
to two.
compass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. That's the highest we could have got was one.
All right.
That seemed right then.
Yeah, 'cause we have four to bring it down.
Okay.
It seems like it should be more around two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should go on.
Do you have an online calculator?
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh, wow. Well done. Well, that's excellent.
All right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we're under budget. And my computer's frozen. It's not. So in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
Sorry.
I'm going to
Oh, you're gonna
still
do
do
it?
Is that the project file?
It's an Excel file of
Production costs.
Yeah. Here, production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. K, so far I've added what I think or what is going on. Here. It's blinking at me. It's locked for editing. I'm gonna open up the second one then. this lock pending. I have the original in my email account.
Is it locked because I'm in it?
I
think
don't
it just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No,
okay.
I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, live stream. I guess looking at your own team and telling me which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense in 3 years.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's curved, it's double curved, so it's curved all around. It's another 3, we're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is free. Right?
What's the special color?
Yeah.
So
I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can. We have a push button interface, so that's inexpensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material. Which puts us just barely in your budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Good work, guys. So, our operating cost is 1220 euros. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So, okay. Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension of the...
Of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about leadership
how
teams.
We actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. All right, so, did you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed
for creativity.
We weren't really given enough time or materials. Yeah, to go about our design task. So
yeah.
I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Yeah. Okay, so it would be like, need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and like conceptual and functional. Like we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and like solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Right.
Just resources. But yeah. It's like a merge ID.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. Seeing as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of the leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good time.
I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our means? We need more Play-Doh, guys.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all of the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make it bigger, it wouldn't have been it.
Okay. Anything else? Satisfactory? Is that
Yeah, the computer programs are good,
Yeah, it's really straightforward with the computer.
Yeah.
The only thing was having to remember to, you know, tick the okay. So
Yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentation.
Yeah.
They'll probably still be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Oh, I think we've all learned stuff on each other, like the
Yeah. Through discussion.
Yeah. About being stuck like that, so got new ideas from each other.
And actually new ideas found. Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff and then you'd say something about interface and
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember able to modify each other's ideas
Yeah.
to fit them with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have smart materials by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did it come from the I don't know if we counted that in the cost.
Contribute modules.
Okay. Well, that achieved. Our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in
Fantastic.
such a way that
They're
I have
watching
no
TV.
idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.